The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control toll free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We'll continue with your calls here. For those of you just tuning in, it has been a war on drugs evening so far here on Free Talk Live. What sparked this discussion was, Mark, you bringing in a story from Utah about a health class teacher sending students home in a junior high school class to raid their parents' medicine cabinet to take notes about what medicines were there, whether they were expired, whose names were on the bottle, that kind of information, which sure to me seems like information that could be used to bring people up on felony charges. But this teacher in the school claims this was just an innocent mistake. They weren't being told to do this. It was just something that she came up with on her own. It's not like the police were involved in this, but they could have been. And I don't know what the real story is. You know, when a bureaucrat says something, it doesn't necessarily mean they're telling you the truth. But whatever, regardless of what the real story is behind that one, we know that DARE class officers have encouraged students in DARE class to turn in their parents.
We read that story about that tonight.
And it's happened more than once. And the police admit that. So we know this insane war on drugs has literally turned family member against family member. You know, you've got rewards that people are given for tips leading to arrests, not just on the drug war, but also in the war on guns, the war on the ability to defend yourself in certain places. And I had suggested that really what we need to see is the ability for people to buy whatever drugs they want to without having to go to ask a doctor's permission to do so. Because not only am I in favor of legalizing or decriminalizing all illegal drugs, but I would also like to see them decriminalized for possession of prescription medications as well.
Well, a prescription really is sort of a unionized protection racket, right? Like there's this class of people who are able to do something that the rest of us are not. They are given that ability by the government. This is really, it's sort of a fascinating thing. Yeah. I do think that you should check with a doctor before taking certain medications, no doubt about it. See whether or not this is a good idea for you, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. But more people in this country are dying every year because of prescription medications that they take properly than because of illegal drugs that they have taken improperly.
It's true. So we go and continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got Dave listening in Panama City in Florida. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How are y'all tonight?
Good. What's on your mind?
Okay. Well, I drove cabs in a lot of cities, and one of the major cities I was driving in was Fort Walton Beach. Well, that's kind of a major city, but I've driven in big cities too. But I noticed one thing that's so prevalent in all the cities is how the guy can stand on the corner and sell drugs, and the people who comes to buy them, they're the ones who get arrested. So a retired deputy sheriff told me the reason for that is so that the courts and all this stuff, the judicial system, they have to have money coming in through that they can pay all the employees. And he said that, well, it'd be like closing the candy store if they picked the guy up on the corner selling drugs. So every time I hear that it's a war on drugs, no, it's a war on the citizens.
It's a war on people. You're absolutely right about that, Dave, and thanks for the call tonight. The war on drugs is a war on you, me, our family members, our friends, our coworkers, and our neighbors. That's all it is, and he's absolutely right. All you have to do is go and sit in any arraignment. Go and find out. Call your local district court. Find out when their arraignment date is, and just go and sit in there for a morning. I know, you'll have to take some time off, or if you got a day off from work that happens to coincide with an arraignment day, because they don't have these arraignments at convenient times for people. They have them when whatever the hell they want to have them, and you got to show up whether it's an inconvenience for you or not. But you sit in that arraignment, and you can just watch and just ring that cash register, start totaling up the amounts that they get fined with. I mean, almost everybody in that arraignment that appears in front of that judge is going to be there for drug possession, alcohol possession, you know, some sort of victimless crime. Every now and then they'll bust a thief, or they'll bust somebody for domestic violence or something like that. But almost probably 80 to 95% of the cases in any given district court's arraignments are going to be victimless crimes. And you can just total them up, man. Thousands of dollars every single day is being extracted, mostly from poor people and mostly from, you know, so-called minorities. That's who these people are. These are the people who are getting victimized by this insane system. It's supposed to be helping people.
If you're worried about heroin, and you know that use among young people, go Google U.S. soldier poppy fields and look at the images of United States soldiers guarding poppy fields in Afghanistan. I mean, the United States government is, I'm sorry, neck deep in this.
Oh, I've got the news here about that, Mark. We can get into it. The headline is they spent $7 billion but have failed to stop Afghan opium poppy growth. Maybe that's because they're standing there guarding it. We'll continue with your calls, though. Let's go to John, listening in Wichita. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, John.
Hi there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to kind of talk in regards to a few comments that were made earlier. The man who said it's the smart people who are the ones that are going out and doing the most drugs, or the ones that are more prone to take more of a certain drug. I'm just going to say flat out, I don't understand the logic in that. He seems to imply that it's the smart ones that OD the most. And I mean, I'm a biochemist here in the, you know, conservative anti-drug bastion that is Kansas. it's not the smart people. I'm sorry. It's the people that don't know what they're doing and they're simply seeking the biggest high that they can.
Yeah.
And it becomes a grip about them that I need to get more and more high, and that's when you get into trouble. So in that regard, I completely disagree.
Yeah, I don't know what that guy was saying before. He was just a rambling drug warrior lunatic.
Well,
yeah.
there was an interesting study done that we read here on air, and it's probably been a year now. But they gave drug addicts, they took drug addicts in, and they gave them the offer of getting a dose of drugs in this test. They gave them basically, do you want a dose of drugs? Or do you want some money?
It was meth and or crack.
Meth or crack. And they essentially, the drug addicts, over and over again, would forego a dosage for like 2 hours or something like that.
And this was some like bomb crack.
Yeah,
this was like the best
the
medical quality meth you could get.
They would forego a dose for $20. And what that says to me is that, you know, if your life is rewarding you with good things, because you're not doing drugs, like, you know, if you're getting negative feedback, you're liable to, you know, do drugs. Now, I'm not saying that the world owes you positive feedback. I'm just saying that doesn't seem to me like successful people are going to be doing a whole bunch of drugs.
Well, no, I mean, just to clarify something, Mark, it was another interesting detail of that story was they would get the money after the study ended, which was weeks long. It was like a 3 week long study. So they weren't even getting the immediate reward of the cash in hand. They were being promised the cash payout at the end of the 3 weeks, and they still chose the cash over the drugs because it gave, you know, it was something to live for. It was something positive, and a lot of people are using drugs in circumstances to get them through, you know, to avoid consequence or to avoid, you know, their lives and their responsibility because they're just living that awful of a life. John, other thoughts you want to share? Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's interesting on that because, I mean, when you really think about it, the war on drugs, I mean, I don't think anybody's sitting here and saying that the war on drugs is a complete success. It's been a complete and utter failure, especially in regards to marijuana. I cannot believe that we are still pursuing.
Even the drug warrior who called earlier understood the marijuana issues. So we're definitely making progress on that one.
We're trying to. I believe that there is actually – we were shy of putting it on the November ballot in Wichita by two signatures, which there was a huge stink about that because apparently had the two signatures, but because of something, you know, they found a way. But they're trying to do it again, so I'm very thankful for that.
But John, good luck with that, man.
Oh yeah, I'm really for it. I blow glass, so you know, money in my pocket too.
Thanks for the call tonight, dude. I appreciate hearing from you. There's more coming up here in moments. I think he meant glass pipes, just to clarify for listeners that didn't know what that meant. The toll-free number is 855-453.
I thought he was talking about glass-packed exhaust systems.
855-450-3733. Time to end the insane war on drugs. What about legalizing prescriptions as well? I say it all needs to happen. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You share your thoughts. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and you can also get some great deals on gold and silver pieces through our friends at Midas Resources at gold.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, a lot of people have been trying to pick up some precious metals right now. Prices are quite low. I mean, just amazingly low. You can get great deals at gold.freetalklive.com. Whether you want your gold or silver as a hedge against inflation, as perhaps a barter currency in case things go really badly, or an investment. Look, I think they're going to go up. It seems impossible that they couldn't to me. So I'm recommending gold and silver right now. Gold.freetalklive.com. It's a great deal over there at Midas Resources. Gold.freetalklive.com.
Yep, let's continue with your calls here. John, listening in Charleston, West Virginia, to WVTS. Hello, John. You're on Free Talk Live.
John. I have to agree with almost everything you guys are saying. I think it's a war on culture. I mean, they have their own networks set up where they can transport guns and drugs down below the border.
Who's they?
The government. I don't know. I mean, the infamous them.
Well, there have been a lot of stories over the years about people within the government, whether it be the CIA or the military, who have been utilizing their government connections and their abilities to traffic drugs, even some allegations suggesting that the CIA is involved at high levels in bringing the drugs in. So there's always some sort of interesting story like that.
Yeah, we got these signs set up around here, like on the side of the interstate, don't do drugs, it'll ruin your life. And, I mean, you can't vote, you can't own a gun if you get convicted of having too much. I really think that it's a war on culture and...
That's a good point. Don't get caught doing drugs. The system will ruin your life. 'Cause I can tell you, I've done plenty of drugs in my life, and it's never been ruined by drugs because I've always been a responsible drug user. What about you, John?
Well, I really think drugs changed my life, and, you know, it kind of woke me up to a lot of things that were going on, not just in the drug area of everything.
Absolutely. I'm on board with that. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, look, I'm not advocating that kids go out and get high. I wouldn't advocate that. I would suggest that people who are mentally mature enough to be interested in taking various different mind-altering substances should do research, whether we're talking about prescription or not, we're talking about illegal drugs or not. Do research before you put something in your body, whatever that is. You know, talk to a doctor, talk to drug experts, people on the internet, of course, arrowid.org. If you want to learn about both prescription and illegal drugs, Arrowid is the best website I've ever seen. I can't recommend it highly enough. Erowid.org. And I, like John, have had some very important experiences on various different drugs, from MDMA to LSD to DMT. And I don't regret it in the slightest, even though there was one time in particular where I thought time didn't exist anymore, and I stayed up for several days on
it. You had a psychotic episode. I took you to the hospital.
Went totally insane.
On the other side of this,
I don't regret it.
Drugs petrify me in many ways, but...
I've seen you drink alcohol.
You certainly will see me drink
alcohol.
That's
one of the hardest drugs out there, brother.
But I get you.
Yeah.
But, like, the concept of drugs scares me. Mm-hmm. I think that they can be quite dangerous, especially
they
in the hands
be.
Of people who aren't responsible. And it seems to me that those that are least responsible are the most likely to try to get a hold of these things. But I can see the results.
Well, you just don't hear the stories about the doctors and lawyers and their drug-taking habits.
True.
They don't get busted as often. They don't...
I've done the drugs with the doctors and lawyers at times, and I can tell you that they're reasonably responsible about it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, and also, they're not as likely to get caught. I mean, if you're driving a Lexus, you know, when you're going from your job to your house, you're not as likely to get pulled over unless you're black driving a Lexus. You know, you're generally not as likely to get pulled over as somebody driving some beat-up old junker, you know, with long hair. or something like that. So there's definitely profiling going on, and that's why you see people on the lower end of the economic strata being the ones getting busted. That doesn't mean there aren't, you know, bored housewives smoking methamphetamine who are, you know, while they're at home all day while they're waiting for their lawyer husband to come home from work. That's happening. I remember a guy I knew. He lived out on Bird Key in Sarasota, Florida, one of the most wealthy areas of the country. It's the place
not poor. Yeah.
Jerry Springer lives, and let's see, who else lives out there? Brian Johnson from AC/DC.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a very, very expensive place to live. And this guy was was he a doctor? He's some sort of doctor type guy, and he was a cocaine user. I mean, it's not uncommon for rich people to use drugs. They can afford the drugs. Rich people don't have to go over and, you know, rob convenience stores, break into cars.
Well, that's the other part of the war on drugs that never gets mentioned here, I've forgotten to mention it, is that when you make something illegal, you drive the price up because it's more difficult to get, to get it. So therefore, people that would otherwise do their heroin and do their cocaine or whatever and go to work, just as many alcoholics do, now they have to do something that's more lucrative than work because they can't afford their habit. And so you're putting everyone like me, who's not doing these things, in danger, my family, my wife and child, because these people are more likely to break into my home, slit my throat, and take my money, whatever there is might be in the house.
It's absolutely true. Let's go to your calls here. We've got Joe listening in Minnesota to WNMT in the northern part of the state. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's on your mind tonight?
I guess I've been listening, and my vantage point on this deal is I have this area and our country has been saturated with not only prescription drugs but street illicit drugs as well. I can't believe that nobody has done anything to control this. I mean,
they've been doing all kinds of things. They've been spending billions of dollars.
They're trying to, but there is no stopping it.
No, there's not. Because you can't stop
stopping it.
You can't stop supply and demand. I mean, you can put as many dealers in jail as you want, and then somebody else is going to step up to fill their shoes because there's huge money to be made.
Even right as I speak, the jails around here are just filled with, you know, I mean, in all honesty, I have been through the gamut with just about everything. And I'm not kidding you. I've been through the gamut with all kinds of drugs. I haven't been into the pharmaceutical end of things, but that in itself, I have seen. I have two people that I loved very much, OD.
Oh.
I mean, it's just, it's horrible.
It's profound. I'm with you, Joe. Thanks for the call tonight. Horrible. You're right. The drug war, it is horrible. And it's horrible to treat our loved ones in this insane way, which is what the war on drugs is. It's an insane way to deal with people who have, some of them have real problems. And they don't get better by putting them in jail. I was in jail, the first time I was in jail for court, contempt of court charges, I was in with a guy who was withdrawing from heroin. Well, I saw that guy in jail again years later, and I'll tell you what he was in jail for. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition. You can dial in here and bring up anything. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the insane war on drugs, which of course is just a war on people. It's a method for the government to have excuses to continue to invade our privacy and to invade our personal lives, to capture people from the streets, put them in prison cells, expand the prison industrial complex, ruining people's lives. I mean, it just never ends. And as was pointed out correctly by our last caller, it doesn't matter how much they spend. It doesn't matter what they do. They can't stop people from using drugs. It's this revolving door, this unending war that, you know, you're fighting a war against an inanimate object. You're fighting a war against a plant in some cases, or chemicals in other places, in other cases. And it just doesn't matter. As long as you take one drug dealer out, another one steps up to fill his shoes, because there's all kinds of money to be made. Because when you do business in the black market, you better be getting paid based on the risk that you're taking. And so, therefore, you see dramatic increases in markups on prices that should be much, much cheaper. We'll continue. Your calls are welcome here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. By the way, antiwar.com has some amazing reporting. These guys do, you'll find news stories at antiwar.com that are just generally not going to appear anywhere in the mainstream media. They do original reporting. They also pull stories from international news sources about various different conflicts around the world. And they do a great job. And they've been doing a great job of this for many years. Antiwar.com, however, doesn't have a pot of gold. The war machine certainly has plenty of money. The military-industrial complex, all antiwar.com has is you. And their staff, unfortunately, is down to just a skeleton crew with minimal pay. They're committed to keeping their website online, but they need your help. They can't do it for free. So you can donate by going to antiwar.com, and that's antiwar.com/donate. Specifically, they are proudly, of course, and gladly taking your Bitcoin. Plus, they've got other methods that you can contribute. Antiwar.com/donate. It's because war is the health of the state. Antiwar.com. All right, we're going right back into your calls and thoughts here. Ladies first, Tammy is listening in Montana. Tammy, where are you calling from tonight, Billings?
Bozeman.
Oh, Bozeman, welcome. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about the drug thing, and I know one of you guys talked about your own drug use, and I just kind of wanted to explore the premise of, do you think that possibly the drug use among people today is because of the boredom of the human mind? I mean, in the past, we've had to survive. We've had to fight for survival. And now we've got things pretty good. And so we have the luxury of being able to do these things.
Okay, so that's an excellent question, Tammy. And here's how I would answer as somebody who has done some, you know, level of research, personal, into this. First of all, people have been using drugs from the beginning of time.
I mean, they say that civilization started because of beer, that they just wanted to get enough, be able to grow enough hops, so they began staying in one place.
So people have been, and you can see this in animals, by the way, where animals will eat marijuana buds off of a cannabis.
Sure, and fermented fruit and that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. So there's a natural drive for many humans to alter their state of consciousness. That's not unusual. I think what you're saying, though, or the suggestion you're making can be true for some people. I mean, certainly, you know, idle hands do the devil's work. If you're busy in life, you're less likely to spend that time, you know, imbibing various different substances. I think there's some truth to that. Plus, the study that Mark was talking about before found that the people who were coming from these very just terrible places, urban environments which are very unfriendly in which to live, they didn't have much to live for, they were unemployed or whatever, these guys were using drugs to cover up the problems in their lives. So there's no doubt that there's different motivations that drive drug use, but I wouldn't say that it's any new thing. It's something that human beings have been doing.
Well, I don't believe it's a new thing at all, but what I'm saying is that, you know, we've become bored now, so we have the ability and the knowledge to alter chemicals as well. We've been able to go forward and figure out how to build a better drug, how to build a more potent liquor. You know, it's not just beer anymore. I mean, it's not just marijuana anymore. I mean, it's not the Mary Jane of my childhood. I know that. So I'm just
it's certainly true that the cannabis is better these days, but that's because growing techniques have improved over time. There was still good weed back in the, you know, in the 70s and in the 60s. It just wasn't as common, I guess. But yeah, I mean, all things get better over time, although certainly it's worth pointing out that liquor became popular and, you know, during Prohibition. It was when transporting beer was more inefficient that liquor, you could transport more alcohol. It was more highly concentrated in the same space as, you know, filling that same space with beer. And so, you know, as far as smuggling goes, it makes more sense to smuggle liquor. And so that's when it became more popular. Methamphetamine became popular, as well as crack cocaine, because certain drugs were prohibited. Crack cocaine was a response to the crackdown on cocaine in the 1980s. And, of course, methamphetamine is a crazier version of speed, basically. So
you would agree, then, though, that our knowledge and our ability to transport things further and more has created, a larger area where people can get this and a more potent drug. I mean, I'm just
saying, ironically, the more potent drugs have come about because of Prohibition. So it's arguable that if it weren't for drug prohibition, meth and crack cocaine would not exist. It's also
hard to say.
Prohibition at all, believe me. I'm just wondering about the human condition and our boredom, and, well, I guess it's also an exploitation, you know. keep, you know, there's money to be made, obviously. So it's just, it's a catch 22, no matter which way you look at it. I'm just, I just wanted to talk about.
Yeah, I wasn't suggesting you were in favor. I want to make it clear. I wasn't suggesting you were in favor of prohibition. I was just pointing it out for the listening audience that if it weren't for prohibition, then the drugs we have that are considered the hardest and most dangerous, some of them would not exist. And I thank you for the call, Tammy. And also something that wouldn't exist, bath salts. I don't know if you've seen the news stories about bath salts or what do they call them?
Synthetic.
There you go. Synthetic drugs. These are drugs that definitely would not exist were it not for prohibition. The reason why synthetic drugs are popular is because things that are like cannabis that are much more benign than these synthetic drugs are illegal. So because you can't buy cannabis legally, somebody came up with the idea of, manipulating
the molecular structure, and since the laws are specific as to what cannabis is and what
THC,
whatever cocaine is, and all these things, it's a chemical, so therefore they altered the chemical and still had some of those similar results. And that's what synthetic drugs are. Now, in many cases, they've been outlawed, too, just with these wide sweeping laws that haven't had a great deal of...
They're trying to outlaw them, but they can't catch up fast enough to really...
They're having a difficult time because, at this point, it hasn't been tested out by courts. Supreme Court hasn't ruled on any of this stuff, so it's all very interesting.
And so what you end up with these bath salts, with these synthetic drugs... is you end up with drugs that sort of try to ape what
in many cases are very, very dangerous.
And
they're not natural anymore.
Right, and they are worse in a lot of cases than the drugs they're trying to ape. Well, some of them weren't natural to begin with. I mean, MDMA is a man-made drug. And so
was LSD.
There's drugs out there that are trying to these bath salts or whatever, they're trying to ape those things. But some of them, the come down is much harder. They're different drugs. I mean, there's different aspects to them. The come down's harder. The
distributors don't care.
The use or the active period of the drug, the high portion of the drug is shorter. So, the shorter high encourages more often the drug user to use it more often, et cetera. Anyway, all of those wouldn't exist today if it weren't for drug prohibition. If you could just go out and buy pot, then all of the synthetic versions wouldn't exist.
I'm also interested in a world, what is it going to be like in the United States when marijuana is legal across the United States for a recreational drug? Will people step up to, because they call marijuana a gateway drug, and the only thing gateway about it is that the government's made it illegal like all the other illegal drugs.
That's right.
And then people say, this wasn't so bad with marijuana, maybe I'll try these other things.
We're going to take your calls here. The toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Try to fit you in if you're already on hold. In fact, if you're not, if you don't get in tonight, we do it Sunday as well. We'll get you on. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
The event you've been waiting for is here. Lumber Liquidators, 3rd Annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale. It's your chance to get first quality, full warranty, direct from the mill flooring at unbelievable closeout prices. Like oak laminate for an incredible 19 cents a square foot. And pre-finished 3/4-inch solid maple for just $149. Plus beautiful bamboo for 63% less than other stores. Take advantage of our 20 years of savings with 20-month special financing. And get even more unheard of flooring deals in our stores. Fall Flooring Yard Sale is Thursday through Monday only. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Mark, you are one of the hosts of the Sunday show.
Yeah.
Which means there's plenty of time for you to get on tomorrow night as well. So anything goes any night of the week here on Free Talk Live. And this time next week, Mark, we will be live during Keenvention at keenvention.info. In fact, as we're speaking at this time next week, the Halloween costume dance party will be underway, the very first ever Halloween costume dance party thrown by our very own Derek J here on Free Talk Live. It's going to be a fundraising benefit for FreeRoth.org. We talked about Ross Ulbricht, the man behind the Silk Road, allegedly. Hasn't been proven yet, but that's what the government gang is going to try to prove in court. Hopefully they will fail in their endeavors because Ross, you know, even if he turns out to have actually been the guy who created the Silk Road, I think he's a hero because the Silk Road has helped make the black market a safer place. The Silk Road has brought better drugs to the black market, more pure drugs, drugs that are actually marketed as what they are rather than being some sort of imposter drug. It has made the transaction safer because the parties on the Silk Road are anonymous. Nobody knows from whom they are buying or to whom they are selling necessarily. So it's an amazing technology. Either way, whether he's, you know, so again, if he was involved in it, I think he's a hero. If he's not involved in it, then it's a tragic shame that he's been charged with a crime that, you know, he didn't commit. So I want to support him either way. FreeRoth.org, you can go there to get behind Ross Ulbricht's legal defense fund. And that's what the Halloween costume dance party is going to be benefiting on Saturday night during Keenvention. That is just one of many things you'll be able to do during Keenvention. We'll be premiering the 101 Reasons film, which is a 101 Reasons that Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. That has never been seen vaccine before publicly. That'll happen during Keenvention. All kinds of great panel discussions. We just announced the Secession panel is coming back this year with Rob Mathias as the host. He's also known as the host of the Rebel Love Show. We've had him on Free Talk Live once in the past, and he was great. So I'm looking forward to that. There's lots of different panel discussions, speeches, so much happening at Keenvention, and I'm looking forward to it. It kicks off on Friday morning, bright and early, at 9 a.m. with a legislative panel, and you can get the full schedule over at keenvention.info. Tickets are still available, and they're still just $60 for the entire weekend. Don't miss out on this. It's a great excuse to come up to New Hampshire, check out the community of liberty-loving people that are here now as part of the Free State Project, the idea of moving liberty-oriented people, people who understand that the war on drugs is insane and it needs to end, but also they understand about freedom in general, that you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else. So if you haven't checked out the Free State Project, you really should if you love liberty, and you can do that at freestateproject.org, and then come on up and visit us during Keenvention this next coming weekend, starting on Halloween, October 31st. Go to keenvention.info, lock in your tickets now. And or just get them at the door. All right, let's go right back into your phone calls and thoughts. Cooper is listening in Indy to WIBC. Hello, Cooper.
Hey, how we doing today, fellas?
Super. Go ahead.
Well, years ago, back in the late 80s, I was diagnosed with ALL, acute lymphocytic leukemia. And during I had a stroke, and I don't need anybody's sympathy on it. I did fine. I'm still alive. It's a plus.
That's a plus.
But during that time, I had a stroke and chemical diabetes and several bouts of meningitis. I didn't really agree with all their drugs, so a buddy of mine turned me on to smoking marijuana. Well, the chemo and everything that they gave me didn't agree with my system, but the marijuana helped me eat. Well, the chemo also stripped all the cartilage out from between my fingers and joints.
Oh, gosh.
So, over the years, I had become accustomed to trying to find marijuana. And after several arrests of, possession charges and people wearing wires and things of that sort, I didn't want to deal with it no more. So, I started growing my own. I didn't want to deal with nobody. I didn't want anybody dealing with me. I didn't want to sell it. I didn't want to distribute it. Only thing I did is I smoked, and if somebody happened to come by that wanted to smoke with me, hey, let's have some fun. Here. I was a cultivator and a consumer. I was cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I ended up getting busted in 2004. I was at work.
No. How?
And the police came. I still don't know. Somebody rolled over on me. I guess somebody that I wouldn't sell to because I'm not a dealer. I didn't want to sell it. I had.
Were you telling people you were growing it?
No. But I got all my seeds out of Canada, so it was better quality than anybody else had around. So, and it's kind of hard to cover the smell anyhow when you're growing.
How long did you go to jail, and if so, how long?
Well, the thing is, I didn't go to jail. And they pulled me off my work, put me in HR's office, and they proceeded to badger me as best they could, telling me that they were going to give me 25 years and put me under the jail. And
for growing a plant.
For having one plant. That's all I had.
Wow.
One plant.
All right.
But he was trying to get me to give him three names. Give me three names. I don't know three people, man. I don't deal with nobody.
You're the grower.
I grow my own weed. I don't deal with nobody.
Did really want to hear the story. It's unfortunate.
Call back in some other time and tell us the story because we're interested in it.
I did want to hear what happened and why you didn't end up in jail after they threatened you with 25 years, and it's a shame. He said that for those who don't know, he dropped the F-bomb. We had to dump him. All right, we continue on with your calls and thoughts. We've got, Vince listening in Livingston, Montana to KPRK. Hey, Vince.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you guys about the circular insanity of the drug war.
Please.
And I got a friend that's an addictionologist up here, and he tells me up here in good old cowboy Livingston, Montana, we got a problem, and it's that new restrictions on prescription painkillers, pushing them into more restrictive classes, making them harder to get, and making doctors much more reluctant to issue them.
Oh, yeah. Doctors are scared to death.
Yeah, I guess the doctors just don't want to mess with it. They don't want – they're getting investigated also if they use too many prescriptions. So because of this, for people that have pain issues, and the thing that's needed most on this planet is a good pain medication that doesn't get you high.
Mm.
That I want to invest in that stock. Forget Apple. I want that stock right there. But anyway, these new laws are now driving people with long-term pain issues to go buy cheap heroin, which is easier to get
and
cheaper than the prescription drug medication. Ironically, the heroin is grown in Afghanistan, where they just announced a record all-time crop of opium, thanks to the Mission Accomplished boys over there.
209,000 hectares of the plant were grown in Afghanistan in the year of 2013. And this with all the military guys standing around. You're right, Vince. The war on drugs does drive crazy incentives for the users. And I thank you for the call tonight. Let's bring Matt on in Orlando. You're on Free Talk Live, Matt.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead, sir.
I just wanted to address a chestnut that I hear over and over, more so recently, and that is blaming the user for the violence that's perpetrated on the supply side of the drug equation. That is,
do you mean when you buy drugs, you support terrorism, that kind of thing?
Precisely, but the terrorism thing—that's a whole other nonsense, non-starter. But just how dare you, buy heroin, Ian? Don't you know what these people do, cutting off heads and so on and so forth?
Mm.
Which is, it's compelling when you first hear it. But ultimately, if you think about it, it's an extremely lazy position, and what it doesn't do is address the fundamental forces which drive these,
But you just rebut it with, why do you pay your taxes? Don't you know those people kill people with remote control airplanes around the world?
Zing.
Sure, exactly. Why are you driving a car? Don't you know what we do for petroleum?
Is that a diamond earring? Do you have gold in your teeth?
Hey, Matt, good call, man. We're short on time, but I thank you for it. Let's bring John real quick in here. John, you got about 20 seconds. Go.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead, John in Charleston. You're on.
Yes. I just wanted to mention that I praise you guys for bringing this subject up, and I know I don't have a lot of time, so I want to leave it at that. And then I want to say, I don't think marijuana is the gateway drug. I think sugar and caffeine is that everybody gives their kids, at an early age, and that really starts them out. And then they go to cigarettes and tobacco and then, alcohol and then to pot. But anyways,
John, I'm glad you appreciate the show, man. Call us tomorrow night if you got more comments, and call earlier, and we'll definitely get you on for longer. If you didn't get in, please, any old night, we're here. 7 nights a week, you can join us live, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. Whether we are on your local radio station or not, we'll be here. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Pop quiz, kid. You know it's at 3221 Highway 22? The new Dickinson Granger branch. You know it was there before that? Who cares? There's a Granger branch there now. Granger's got everything we need, from inventory management to safety services and solutions. They even have this handy mobile app for easy browsing on the go. Let's head over there and stock up. There's nothing I love more than a new Granger branch, kid, including you. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/oilandgas or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.